delivering my our intervention to the migrant worker protection community. So far, I have been active in the community of retired migrant worker at the village level called Desbumi Desa Peduli Buruh Migran. As someone who has worked as a migrant worker and is now active in effort to protect and empower Indonesian migrant worker, I want to convey several things related to what the Indonesian government has done as a country that has ratified the Migrant Worker Protection Convention. I will convey how the Indonesian government is implementing the convention. Even though Indonesia already has law number 18/2017, this law is not sufficient to implement ICMW. Migrant worker government policies are not yet right-based. Policies at the regional level also do not reflect ICMW implementation. At the end of his term of office, President Joko Widodo issued presidential regulation number 130 of 2024 concerning governance, placement, and protection of Indonesian migrant workers. The content of this presidential decree are not in line with the perspective of protecting migrant worker as outlined in law number 18 of 2017 and the international convention on the protection on the right of all migrant worker and their family members. Even though Indonesia adopted the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration, which include a scheme regarding the burden on migration financing for migrant workers, this commitment has not been implemented. Until now, the government has not yet established a roadmap for implementing zero cost regarding the placement of migrant workers. Until now, there has been no effective institutional synchronization in implementing the Migrant Worker Convention, and this has resulted in poor governance and resulted in unsafe migration. Until now, there is no labor migration data collection system that can support effort to protect and empower migrant workers. The available data is inaccurate. The data is not gender disaggregated and does not contribute to resolving the vulnerable faced by migrant workers. Currently, the Central Statistics Agency, DPS, is collaborating with relevant ministries and institutions to develop a comprehensive migration data system that focuses on the problem of migrant workers. The issue of social protection is still far from being educated and equal for migrant workers. There is still inequality between migrant workers and workers who work under Indonesian law country in the social security scheme. The government does not guarantee that the principle of social protection portability is implemented well various countries of placement. Therefore, in ending to oral intervention this time, we emphasize that the Indonesian government has not fully implemented the Migrant Worker Convention. The most obvious evidence is that the government does not periodically report on the implementation of the convention. The government's unwillingness to comply with convention makes us even further away from obtaining human rights as migrant workers. Thank you.